As on other occasions, I make my way up the splendid set of low stairs that lead to Picasso's studio. The studio is located in an attic that once served as the workspace of one of the leading figures in avant-garde French theatre, the actor and dramatist Jean-Louis Barrault. It was in this hallowed space that rehearsals took place for the production of The Siege of Numantia, written by the great Cervantes. The critics who attended the show at the Antoine Theatre hailed it as one of the most important productions in recent years. The performance of Numantia is, itself, a kind of epic, lyrical and passion-filled poem, a hymn to the glory of Republican Spain. These same words can be applied to Picasso's magnificent mural painting Guernica, which has just been hung in the center of the Spanish Pavilion at the World's Fair in the same spirit of generosity that prompted its creation. It is a monumental work that was created right here in this attic, in this old mansion house from the time of Louis XIII, and whose worn yet splendid stairs I now ascend. Although I can hear the rumbles produced by the activities of a small textile factory, the street outside is quiet and would seem more at home in a provincial town. This is how Georges Sadoul began the article in which he described his visit to Picasso's legendary Paris studio on Rue des Grands Augustins, where he painted Guernica. The piece also includes a well-observed description of the artist at work, which matches the image we have of him as a febrile and diligent creator. In front of me, Picasso is dressed entirely in blue, an outfit that occasionally brings to mind the blue overalls worn by the Spanish militias during the early days of the Spanish Civil War. A grey fringe covers half his forehead, while his deep black eyes are astonishingly lively. A sense of extreme and extraordinary youthfulness emanates from this 56-year-old man. This article provides a key testimony, as it sheds light on the creation of one of the most influential works in art history. Also on display are other pieces that discuss different matters, such as the scandal that arose in 1953 regarding the portrait of Stalin that Picasso produced upon the dictator's death. These pieces argue against the artist's characterization as a communist militant. In other articles, he is variously presented as an old man who is still full of vitality and a lust for life, a newlywed celebrating his marriage to Jacqueline Roque in 1961, and a genius celebrating his 80th birthday. It was on this latter occasion that the city of Malaga publicly acknowledged its status as Picasso's birthplace by installing a marble plaque at number 15, Plaza de la Merced. The original is on display in this section. The press expressed grief when Picasso died in 1973, hailing his exceptional worth as an artist over and above ideological considerations. Likewise, the centenary of his birth in 1981 offered an opportunity to burnish Picasso's extraordinary reputation.